All right, hey everybody, it is me, Akomi. Oh, excuse me, I've been choking on my own saliva for like the past 15 minutes, and I thought it had stopped, and then as soon as I hit go on the mic, it started up again. So, jeez. Oh, sorry. We are back once again with yet another Let's Watch. And I wasn't really sure what to do. I wanted to do something a little bit shorter this go-round. So I've got a couple of options here that I want to try. Man, I am just dying here. So, one thing I'm going to take a look at here, I'm just typing it in now. I'm jumping into this pretty blind. I have no idea if this is going to be, if this is going to be a viable thing, but I'm just typing in a quick search into YouTube. We're going to see if it happens. Oh, it's on there. Oh, that's way too long, though. There we go. So, yeah, well, I punched in the Star Wars Holiday Special. The entire Holiday Special is an hour and a half, but it is on YouTube. I can do it. Because Disney wants to pretend like it doesn't exist. Boy, does it. So, I thought about that, but an hour and 40 minutes is a bit too much of an investment for me. But what we do have here is the Star Wars Holiday Special cartoon. So, I'm thinking I'll just do that today. I think the cartoon is, like, probably the coolest part of the whole thing. Probably not as ripe for Let's Watch, not as ripe for making fun of, but it is, you know, it's about 10 minutes, and it could be fun. It's also the very first appearance of Boba Fett, and everyone knows Boba Fett is awesome. So, I figured, you know, it's either that, or we do just a completely random fan franchise, and see if we can, like, find a fan film based off of that. But that's going to be a lot more looking. And no telling if we'd have any luck with it, you know? So, yeah. I'm going to choke my guts out here. And we're just going to go ahead and do this. So, yeah, it is listed on YouTube as the Star Wars Holiday Special Cartoon. Just Star Wars Holiday Special Cartoon. It was uploaded by Mustacosta Fortune, that's M-U-S-T-A-C-O-S-T-A, Fortune. So, we're gonna check that out. I'm gonna pull the video up here, and, I'll get it started at zero, and we'll see what happens. Yeah, just figured I'd do a quick upload tonight, just to keep that train rolling. It is midnight on a work night. I've got a lot of work that I have to do before I can go to bed, so it's like, well, you know, we were at least going to do a little something something here. So here we go. I've got it at zero. If a video tries to start, then I will have to like cancel the video and start the count over, but hopefully we're just going to be able to jump right in here. So I'm very curious about this. you know, I like Star Wars, I like old-timey animation, and I like Boba Fett, and this is Boba Fett's first appearance in an old-timey animation, so, you know, this should be pretty good, should be, so we're gonna see how this goes. So I've got it pulled up here. Join along with me, won't you? It's on YouTube, you have literally no reason not to do it. I will try my damnedest to make this funny. And with that, we are going to do a little three count, and we're going to roll. So, a one, a two, a three, a play. All right. Oh, yeah, there's Chewbacca's son. I think his name was Lumpy or something. Here we go. Whoa. Oh, wow, they got the old Star Wars font. That's cool. I like that. I like that cross-hatching. Yo, this is like heavy metal, bruh. Except bad. So I guess Heavy Metal 2001? Whoa. Luke has seen some shit. Oh, I love the stretch and squash with R2. Oh, the Millennium Falcon, you know. The famous Millennium Falcon. Whew. What is going down with... What is going down with Luke? Whoa, this guy. Shit, he looks like he's going to try to sell me bombs in a Zelda CDI game. Maybe you don't want to know what Chewbacca's doing, you know? You know, I'm loving these backgrounds, but the character designs are... Whew! Whoa, there it is! Oh my gosh, it's the Millennium Falcon! R2 says, fuck that. Cool, so now you get both the droids. You know, it should have been, you know, hey, don't go alone, take this gun, but no. Don't go alone, take R2 and 3PO. Well, then why would he shoot at you, Luke? That's a pretty valid question, I think. Oh, nice. That was probably really fun to animate. Bitch, I'm holding on for my life. That was not water. Well, we lost him. Go home, guys. Mission over. Oh my god. Oh, they're dead. They're very definitely dead. Hey, like, nope, nobody's coming out of that in one piece. R2 says, fuck, sir. Oh, well... That ain't the Falcon. That's a great monster design. Why is Luke using a blaster? Doesn't Luke have his lightsaber? Oh shit! Yo, Boba! He's killing the dragon thing. I love the liquid physics on this. The animation is like legitimately good. I didn't know Boba Fett ever rode a dinosaur. Wait, Boba Fett talks? My backpack has jets. Oh, come on, Boba. You telling me if like, there's not a lot of food in the house, you wouldn't make sure your golden retriever ate? Like, come on, man. I thought you were based. He's got the Wookiee scalps on his costume. Like, they made that a pretty consistent... He seems like a friend, you know. Yeah, because R2 cusses like a sailor, as we all know. Oh, Chewie, you sack of shit! I love that they made R2, like, all bouncy and like, rubbery. Yeah, well, you know, let's see how they draw Princess Leia in the slave outfit, and I'll tell you how the blood's rushing to my head, you know what I'm saying?
Chewbacca says, fuck, sir.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I didn't realize Boba Fett was such a chatty Cathy in his first appearance, because he was a man of very few words, at least in his first appearance. I mean, like Empire, he definitely didn't say a whole lot. I guess he talked a lot in the books, but. I said I have to get the syrup. You can't eat at an IHOP without the variety of syrups. Blueberry, butterscotch. Man, some of these background dudes are pretty wild looking. I kind of like it. Ah, yes, that looks like a robotic penis. Put this on my card, please. Thank you. Okay. What is it now, you little shit? Didn't realize it cut into live-action stuff with Chewie's son. His unfortunate son. Yeah, that's not even a good game, Lumpy. I'm pretty sure Chewbacca's son was named Lumpy. Oh, yes, good. Yeah, R2. Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, you know, that's what the people want to see, buddy. Yeah, he bounty hunts for Jabba Hutt to finance his vet. Yeah, I love these background aliens. Like, half of this animation is just, like, amazing, and the other half is horrific. I would have watched an entire show like this, though. Like, if this were an entire series, I would have absolutely been obsessed with it as a kid. Oh, wow, his handgun looks exactly like Jango Fett's in Attack of the Clones. Okay, so Chewbacca's a better shot than Boba, confirmed. Holy shit, I love Han Solo's design. That's fantastic. You're the best guy I ever knew, and nothing could possibly go wrong. You know, he could have, like, bullshit his way out of that, but instead he's, like, backing up real suspiciously and, like, putting a gun on him. Well, yeah, that's what they did, hon. Freeze frame, laugh, you know, as you do. Well, that was a nice little succinct thing. Didn't really accomplish much, but well, that was fun. I'm glad I watched that. Oh man, yeah, spring allergies kicked in like the split second that I hit go on the mic. It has been rough. I apologize about that, but. Yeah, that was wild. I've seen so many stills of Boba Fett from it. I never saw any of the other character designs. It's always been that, like, people use screenshots of, like, Boba doing cool stuff from that because they're like, oh, this was his first appearance. So, yeah, I mean, like, as far as the story goes, it wasn't a whole lot to it. It was basically just, you know, They meet Boba, they're about to trust Boba, and R2 narcs on them, and it's like, okay. Visually, that was a treat. I absolutely loved the, I loved the animation. I think Luke and Leia looked really rough. Han Solo looked funny, but it was so stylized that I actually really, really liked it. The rest of the characters looked great. Like, R2, they really managed to bring to life. 3PO, like, they simplified his design in such a way as to be really appealing. And Boba Fett just looked super cool. I was definitely not expecting him to be such a chatty Cathy, but, you know, it worked. There was nothing really wrong with it. He definitely talks a lot in the books and stuff, and I think he had some dialogue in Return of the Jedi. So, but yeah, like, as far as just, like, the animation and stuff goes, like, the animation was fluid. I loved the way they animated the liquid. I loved the creatures and the monsters and the aliens in the backgrounds and stuff. All that was really cool. And, yeah, I mean, as far as, like, any passion brought to the project, I don't think there was really much passion brought into any of the Star Wars Holiday Special. I think that's a big reason why it turned out as infamous and notoriously bad as it did. Just because it overall, the Star Wars Holiday Special was not good. You know, Star Wars and Disney wants to just pretend like it never happened. But I will say, out of the reviews and stuff I've heard and out of what I've seen, that was actually not that bad. I know all the weird stuff on Kashyyyk and all the really, really, really bad live-action segments. Like, I would have gone into that expecting that to be unwatchable. As far as this goes, I was willing to keep an open mind, and I'm kind of glad I did. If they had come up with an entire, like, series of Star Wars cartoons done in that exact style, I'd be all about it. Again, Luke and Leia don't look amazing, but as far as all the rest of it, it looks and feels like something that would have been in heavy metal, or even, like, I could even see something of that caliber being on Love, Death, and Robots. Obviously, it would have a few more frames per second in something like Love, Death, and Robots, but as far as, like, that kind of punk art style, that sort of semi-alternative, almost Ralph Bakshi-esque animation, like, yeah, totally, I'm absolutely here for it. So, yeah, it was a very, very, it was a very, very short and basic story approach. You know, that's the kind of thing this probably could be, like, an 8-page comic or something, of just like, yeah, you're basically just here to establish a beginning, middle, and end, and really not much of anything else. But for just a little 9-minute and 50-second thing, it was like, yeah, no, that it accomplished exactly what it set out to accomplish, and it was entertaining. Like, I was thinking that the animation quality was going to be so bad, like Hanna-Barbera on a bad day level of animation, and it wasn't. It was definitely better than that. So yeah, it's that was certainly interesting. So yeah, I know this is, like, the shortest Let's Watch thing that has probably ever been uploaded on the podcast, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, they can't all be, like, massive epics, but yeah, definitely glad I did that. I think if I do a solo Let's Watch again, it'll probably be something a little bit longer. I'm thinking, you know, we're pretty due for some kind of Nick Cage Let's Watch, and, you know, as long as I'm doing Let's Watches alone, it's probably better that, like, I do something like Nick Cage totally alone, right? So, that was the cartoon segment of the Star Wars Holiday Special, and I liked it. I didn't expect to like it, but I did. So, anyway, I have been a Comey. I'm not gonna waste any more of y'all's time with that. That was just something fun that, you know, we could do really, really quickly. It's right there on YouTube, so pull it up, check it out, you know, take 10 minutes of your life and just see, like, a cool little chapter of Star Wars history. So, yeah, anyway, I've been a Comey. Be sure to tune in for the next one. Check out some of our longer Let's Watches. And I will catch you guys in the next one. Later.